How you doing?
Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
I know I'm well. I wish we could have met under better circumstances. I know this is a very difficult time for you, and we greatly appreciate your insight here. So you were married to him, but your entire relationship only lasted for about 4 months. You met him on MySpace. You were married pretty soon after. How does a girl from New Jersey meet a guy from Florida online and then decide to get married so quickly? Was there any courtship?
There was, you know, I mean, he came to visit me a few times before he brought his parents over to ask for my hand. So, but when we first met on MySpace, since then we have been talking a lot because, you know, like I said before our actual marriage, he was a charming, funny guy.
Mm-hmm. When you moved to Florida to live with him, what was he like?
After our marriage, shortly after, about a month, it was fine. It was a normal relationship. It was going okay. But then I started noticing his emotional outbursts and his instability and his anger and his violence and the way he would shake when he would get angry. And it evolved to abuse in about a month and a half to 2 months.
And you said that your family actually had to come and save you?
Right. Because, you know, I knew that his dream was to become a police officer. And even though I was really feeling tortured and trapped and needing to get out, I didn't have it in me to press charges on him because I thought that even if we would not work, I would still want him to follow his dream and to live his life in peace. But the abuse only evolved and it got worse, and I was really miserable. And my parents only found out about it by themselves, so that's when they scheduled to come and take me away. They didn't schedule to come and take me away, they just scheduled to come and visit me. But when they came to visit me, they saw that I was miserable, and they saw finally that he kept me hostage on the last day of their stay there, so that's when they came and intervened.
Okay, so let me ask you this. You said that you felt tortured. Was there physical violence? Explain to us.
Yes, definitely torture, definitely physical violence. For instance, one of the first times, I believe, if I remember correctly, was in a supermarket when we would go in and he would go into a certain aisle to look for something and I would go into a different aisle to look for something else. And all of a sudden I would hear my name being yelled out and he would be calling my name throughout the supermarket, and I came to him saying, "I'm right here." He grabbed my wrist and he dug his fingernails in between my veins and made me surrender and told me to not go far from him ever again.
And you said he kept you hostage?
When, you know, every time I would try to call my family, he would actually abuse me while I would be on the phone with them, and I would try my best to talk to them so I could hear their voice. But, you know, and try to mask it because I didn't want them to worry either. I remember one time when I was speaking to my mother and she was asking me if I'm okay because she heard and she felt that I wasn't. And that's when he slapped me and the phone fell off my hand and it broke.
You know, I asked his father about some of the comments that you had made to the press, and here's what he said. Take a listen.
Well, his ex-wife says that he had mental issues and that he was obsessive, and yeah. Her family had to rescue her after 4 months of marriage.
They were married for some time, and if she had a problem, why she didn't come into me?
She never told you about a problem?
Yeah, no, he is dead, and she raises to maybe she gets some reputation or something, personal grudge if she had. So if she had a problem, why, as a father of Omar, why she didn't come to me and say, hey, this is a problem that you want to talk to your son, so why?
So you didn't tell your own family. Did you tell him about your problems with Omar?
Well, of course not. I'm not going to go to a man and tell him that his son is a monster that is beating me. If I couldn't tell my own parents so that they wouldn't worry. However, his mother and his sister had seen him try to attack me. And his sister was the one that protected me. So, you know, he can't really say that he didn't know, because his wife knew, and so did his daughter.
Mm-hmm. So the FBI is looking into reports today that Omar may have reached out to men who attended the Pulse nightclub on the gay dating site or some gay dating sites. There's been a great deal of discussion on CNN and other places about Omar's real motivation and what that was. What do you think it was?
You know, a lot of the questions that I had back when I was with him, when we were together and I was getting abused, not able to understand why he was treating me this way and why he was behaving this way, they are somewhat being answered by everything that's being uncovered so far. Because it, to me personally, with everything that I went through and everything that I saw and experienced daily, it makes sense, because he did have a different side of him that he could not open up to his father about. The fact that he liked to go to nightclubs, the fact that he loved to drink, these were not things that were welcome in his family structure at all, and especially any indication of homosexuality.
So do you think that he had gay tendencies?
You know, I am not going to lie. I definitely questioned it in my own head when I was with him and wondered if he is, because he would do a lot of things, little things, you know, but that would definitely make any woman question if he was or not.
Like?
You know, it was, I can't really explain it, because it was the way that he would behave that, you know, normal straight men wouldn't. And he loved to look at himself, he loved to take pictures of himself, which some straight men do too, but to a certain extent.
Did he, when you said he liked to go out to clubs, did that include gay clubs?
He had confessed to me that he had a past that involved a lot of, you know, nightlife and dancing and drinking. And he did not, as from what I remember, use the words gay nightclub, but, you know, I don't know.
What do you mean? Are you hedging there? You don't know. There's something you're not saying.
I don't ever remember him saying that I used to go to nightclubs, but he definitely used to have a nightlife. He definitely was very much in that club scene and using, you know, drinking, using steroids and all the stuff that, you know, a lot of Americanized young people go through. So I didn't make much of it at that time or thought it was gay clubs.
Mm-hmm. There have, I read a report that his father, according to you or someone, maybe it's your current husband, said that his father would make comments about his sexuality around you?
Right.
What did he say?
I remember one occasion when we were in the living room, and I wasn't really listening too much. I know him and his father were talking, but I definitely heard his father say and call him Akuni, which in Farsi means gay. And I didn't really pay attention to it at that time because, I don't know, maybe he was joking, but Omar laughed about it. So that was that one incident.
Did his father or the family have a strong sense, or did they exhibit any homophobic behavior in your estimation? Did they say things that were homophobic?
Well, they didn't have to because, you know, everything in their family structure is about perfection. It's about, you know, in the Islam religion, homosexuality is not that tolerated. And especially when somebody is a political figure as prominent as father was, it is especially really looked down upon and disgraced and could shame the entire family just knowing that one person in your family is homosexual. So it was definitely not welcome, and it, you know, they definitely expressed their intolerance and disagreed with it, with that way of life.
We've been speaking a lot on this show about homophobia and in the Muslim community. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I will not lie and say that there is no intolerance, because there is. There is very low tolerance to homosexuality in the Islam religion. And I think that with this happening, it's time to reflect and to change some things and to change the perception of things. Mm-hmm. And it's not just in Islam, it's in many other religions also, but it is definitely a deep issue that has been in Islam, the intolerance of homosexuality.
Yeah. And when you hear word that he pledged allegiance in the 911 call to ISIS and that he may have become radicalized, what do you think of that? Did you ever witness anything
from knowing
like that?
Him, no. I never, from being with him, I never heard any praise to any organization, any radicalism. However, I would notice when he would get in his violent behavior that he would say things, anything that he could find that would hurt the most and would have the most negative influence.
You hadn't spoken to him in a while, correct?
Yes.
Did you know his current wife and child?
I had no idea until this incident happened that he was remarried and had a child.
What do you want people, you said a lot about him, is there anything that you want to say to the world who's watching now about him?
You know, I just wish that we can all look into our own soul for the truth and not resort to judgment without truly understanding the motive and this person. Because from knowing him from 7 years ago, I knew how unstable he was. And it doesn't surprise me that he might be gay. And it doesn't surprise me that he was leading two totally different lives and was in such deep conflict within himself. So I just hope that people, without making rash judgments on one another, can truly understand that this is one insane person that did such a tragic thing.
Well, it's not an easy thing to do, to come on and talk about this live. Satora Yousefi, thank you so much for your candor. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.